Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Sophia Vega, who is the founder of Sophia Vega Digital Marketing, where she helps growth-minded service providers increase their visibility through organic digital marketing. Specializing in SEO, content marketing, and LinkedIn strategies, Sophia is passionate about helping clients create sustainable, impactful marketing systems that drive results. A self-proclaimed data nerd, Sophia views digital marketing as both an art and a science. She uses her signature content ecosystem framework to bring a sense of ease into content creation, maximizing the value of what clients already have, and making data-based decisions for creating new content. Welcome, Sophia. I'm so grateful and excited to have you join us here today. But before we dive in, I would just love to hear your story. So can you tell us what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I think my story to entrepreneurship starts like many other people. I was teaching during the pandemic, and you know, life got really hard for a lot of us. And as the restrictions, you know, started to be taken away here in Texas, they opened up school and classrooms right away. There were masks for a few months, but then there was no mask mandate after that. And it was just a really tough time as a teacher because some students were still at home, some you know, we're in person, and pair that with the difficult administration and my mom getting sick and my dad passing away. And that was just a recipe for a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
Which is exactly what happened, unfortunately. But it allowed me to take a step back and really look at, you know, what I wanted to be for my family. And as a teacher, former teacher, you know that teaching is all consuming. And yes, you know, students are like your own personal children, and you give them, you know, 100%. But what was happening on the other end is that my family was getting the leftovers, the stressed out leftovers. And so I just felt like, you know, these kids have their family and their parents who take care of them, but I am that person for my own family, and taking care of my mental health needs to be a big part of who I am and what I do, so that it can be there for my family. And so, right, like any stressed out person, I decided to start my own business. Sounds a little counterintuitive. But I had a friend who was in the online space, and she said, listen, you have all of the hard skills and the soft skills you need to be a virtual assistant. She's like, you can start being a virtual assistant tomorrow. Like, do it, you know, just jump in. and you can do this thing. And I had no idea of the opportunity that the online space could afford me as far as a job potential. But once I got started, I took a class from someone who was offering a course to start off a business as a VA. And the biggest thing that she encouraged us to do was get started right away. Like, don't worry about your logo, don't worry about your colors, don't worry about your website. Like, all of those things can wait, but what can't wait is you getting started and getting work. And so through that, I decided to niche down onto the marketing side, because what I saw a lot of people needed was marketing help, not necessarily just VA. And that, my undergrad is in communication studies, so that made sense. And then I started taking classes on digital marketing science. And that's when I learned about SEO. And I really like data and using data to make decisions. So SEO was very natural segue. And yeah, so I am now an SEO and content strategist. And I do my own creative implementation. So yeah.
Amazing. I love that. And I love your very honest story about kind of what you went through. And as a former teacher, I can relate, except I left well before the pandemic. And I know during that time when my kids were at home, I was so grateful I was no longer a teacher. And I did not know how teachers were functioning, because I know, like, my daughter, my youngest was in third grade at the time, and her teacher had little ones at home. It's like, how on earth are you supposed to be teaching on Zoom and you have toddlers at home? Like, it just...
Yes,
it doesn't make any sense. So great respect for you. And I love how you decided, okay, I'm going to do something different for myself, for my family. And you got into action and you figured it out. And I agree that I think teachers have a lot of skills that translate well into having your own business in the online space. So, and even more, I love how, as you got into it, you got really clear on what you enjoyed doing and were able to kind of narrow down in that way. So just very inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
So looking back, what is something that you know now that you wish you had known when you first started out in business?
So I think that when you start in business, you see it as this linear thing that happens, right? You have an idea and you put together an offer and then you start getting clients, you know, and you market and you start developing this system. But entrepreneurship is not linear.
Yes.
And so when it doesn't occur in a linear way, I think it can be really discouraging, because it's like you climb this hill and then all of a sudden you start rolling backwards and you're like, oh, great, I'm going to go back to the start and have to start climbing up again. But it's really almost like a plateauing situation versus a straight up linear path. You know, like you do some things and you see some success, and then you have this plateau area where you have to decide, okay, am I going to strengthen what I'm doing at this stage? Or do I need to make some pivots in order to be more successful? You know, sometimes you're not getting clients doing, or as many clients as you want to, doing this specific thing. And so you can see that there's a need that if you did a small pivot, you could meet that need. And so, you know, you make that change, and so you continue up the hill, I guess, if you want to continue that analogy, but you're going to reach another point where you have to stand back and look at, okay, maybe this is a really growth period. And so what do I need to do to be able to sustain this growth or to prepare for this scaling that I'm about to do? And so it isn't just like this, okay, step one, you know, you do this, then step two, this is your next step. It really is more of a like, okay, I'm going to take these three steps, but then at this third step, I need to go back and visit the second step to then all of a sudden shoot to the fifth step. And it is a series of pivots that you make to find the success at the different stages in, I guess, your entrepreneurial journey? Because it definitely is never really over, right? There's no end of the road.
No. I love that so much. I don't think I have ever heard it described like that before, but it's exactly right. As you were talking about, I was like, oh, yes, that is it. And I think for a lot of us, it feels like we should just be continuing to grow and move forward and reach new levels. And it feels almost like it should be easier because we've done this. And when you hit those new levels and it's not continuing to grow, it can feel like, oh, I'm going backwards. But the way you described it was just, it was beautiful and it was perfect. And a great reminder for us is that it's not always going to be looking like we're moving forward, but that doesn't mean that we're failing. So thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not a measure of success of how like entrepreneurship is, you know, how fast you can get from A to B. It really is just more nuanced than that, like life is.
Yes. Okay. So looking back, what would you say is the best advice or maybe the best lesson that you have learned in business?
So I mentioned it when I talked about taking that course to become a virtual assistant, mm-hmm. and it still holds true today. The biggest thing was going out there and taking action and getting started because, you know, asking people to give you their business is not easy. You know, mm-hmm. that sales part has been and still is the most intimidating part of being an entrepreneur, but it's that part that you cannot ignore and you can procrastinate in a million different ways thinking,
yes,
you know, oh, I have to get this wording just right before I can actually show anybody my offer. And, you know, I really should have a logo because what if I don't have a logo? And then, you know, like business takes off and I haven't had these things and I won't have brand awareness. And those are just delaying tactics.
Yes.
For what you really need to do, which is just get out there and tell people about what you're doing. And her kind of icebreaker thing that she recommended was share it with your friends and family first. You know, tell your friends and family, hey, I'm doing this new thing. You know, I've stepped away from teaching and I'm offering virtual assistant services. You know, this is what that is and how I could help you if you're interested. And that gives you a great opportunity to, you know, start with people that you have some, a relationship with, right?
Yes.
They know you and they probably like you already. And that's a big battle, right?
Yeah.
You want to work with people that you know, like, and trust. And so I found myself telling a lot of new business owners or even business owners who've been doing it a while but are wanting to, or I see them getting caught up in the content creation part of their business. Like they need to have a newsletter and they want to have a blog and they want to start a podcast, but they haven't really started selling. Mm-hmm. And I feel like most important, start selling right away. And then you can build the assets from there.
I love that advice and I completely agree. And I will tell people who are saying, oh, well, I don't like selling. It feels uncomfortable. I'll say I've been doing it for years and I still get a little uncomfortable every time I put out an offer or I reach out to someone about sales. It still does not feel completely comfortable. However, another thing that you mentioned, which is what helps me to do it, is you talked about here's how I can help you. And if we view sales as there are people who need this work, whatever you're offering, there are people who are looking for this right now. And you making an offer, reaching out, could make that journey easier for them because they don't have to spend as much time trying to find someone who can support them. So if you focus on that service and helping people, I think it makes sales so much easier. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes to kind of brush off those that don't go anywhere because you know, like you're going to get no's. That's just part of it. But you need to be putting it out there to even have a chance of someone saying yes. So I love that advice.
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone is listening right now and she is feeling maybe overwhelmed in her business, or discouraged or frustrated, what advice would you give her today?
I would say this is totally normal.
Yep.
And if there's someone who's feeling stuck or overwhelmed, I would definitely say you're not alone. This is one of those things that every, small business owner, entrepreneur goes through. I'm trying to think like specific, the places that I have found the most comfort in these situations is with other women entrepreneurs like myself. Mm-hmm. And so having a community is so important, because at any time you can reach out to people who are going through the same thing that you're going through, or you can have read about an experience or talked about an experience that someone's had, mm-hmm. that makes you feel, you know, less isolated and alone. And I think the key to feeling, you know, less alone and less stuck is being able to have conversations with other business owners about where you're stuck. Yeah. I'm a big believer in that 2 or 3 or 5 heads are better than one. And especially when it comes to being overwhelmed, there's so much power in friendships and business besties and community that I would say, if you don't have a community, go out and get one. And I'll put a plug for the Solopreneur Sisterhood, just because it's a different type of community. It's built on heart-centered service providers that want exactly this. They want to be there for each other and help you in that stuck and overwhelm and just cheer each other on. So yes, if you're looking for something like that, definitely Solopreneur Sisterhood would be a great resource. Or just reach out. Becky and I met through LinkedIn, mm-hmm. and we had a conversation and immediately connected over having been teachers, but also being a voice for other people. Like, I'm trying to think of specifically, but I have anxiety and I struggle with it. And recently have had depression that I've struggled with, and knowing that there was someone else in this space who knew that I was going through that. And Becky talking about creating a space where fellow entrepreneurs could have those conversations and feel that support. Yes, you can find people in this internet space who have the same values and beliefs as you, and they will be there to listen to you when you're overwhelmed and feeling stuck.
Yes, I love all of that. And I do think even if you're in business and you're the only employee in your business, it's so important to have community. And even if you're fortunate enough to have family who supports you, there's something different about having friends who have similar businesses and understand what it's like to try to get your business off the ground and try to keep things going and to have all these different things that you're working on. There's just something about having other people who understand that experience, and it can be so helpful to have people you can go to no matter how you're feeling, and they'll cheer you on. Maybe they'll give you some recommendations. Sometimes for me, if I have a lot of ideas, just talking it out with someone I trust will help me to get clear. Whereas, you know, I was spinning things in my mind for the longest time, and just, you know, a short 15-minute conversation, I'm like, oh, that's what I need to do. And it can just make a huge difference. So I'm grateful that we connected. And I completely agree with you on the importance of those relationships. So I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be people who are listening and thinking, this was great, but I want to connect more with Sophia. So how can our listeners connect with you?
So LinkedIn is the social media platform that I spend the most time on. And it's just /Sophia Vega Digital Marketing. You can also go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. And then we can have conversations every week. and the website is SEOwithSophia.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, we will have those links right by this recording. So it's very easy for you to connect with Sophia. Sophia, I just want to thank you again for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and your expertise with us. We're grateful for you.
Thank you, Becky. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.